From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Jokowi holds an audience with East Kalimantan's traditional leaders. Indonesia urges Myanmar military to promptly implement ASEAN's 5PC. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held an audience with East Kalimantan's traditional leaders at the Sultan Haji Muhammad Sulaiman International Airport in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan. As informed by an official of the Ministry of National Development Planning, Taufik Hanafi, in a written statement as issued by the Presidential Secretariat's Press Bureau and received in Jakarta on early Tuesday, the traditional leaders expressed their support to the national capital's relocation to East Kalimantan during the formal meeting. The traditional leaders have also provided valuable inputs to the president by reminding him of the necessity to respect local cultures and customs and enhance local human resources for capital development in the future. Next, we have Indonesia, which urged Myanmar's military to swiftly implement the 5-point consensus or 5PC and immediately provide access to the ASEAN Special Envoy to commence its duty as per the mandate of the ASEAN leaders through the 5PC. The Indonesian Foreign Ministry noted in a press statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, as a family, the ASEAN has extended a helping hand through the 5PC. Unfortunately, to date, there has not been significant progress in the implementation of the 5PC. The statement noted regarding a 5-point consensus reached on ways to tackle the political crisis riddling the country, Indonesia will continue to provide assistance and utmost priority for the safety and well-being of the Myanmar people. The last national news comes from legislator Sukamta, Indonesian House of Representatives Commission 1 member, who urged the government to make the document of Flight Information Region Agreement between the governments of Indonesia and Singapore accessible to the public. Sukamta noted in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, agreements made with other countries are included in the category of public policy because they concern the lives of many people and also involve state sovereignty. The agreement documents related to extradition, airspace services, and defense cooperation that have been signed must be made accessible to the public. Now we move to the international news. Japan has decided to recommend mining facilities where Koreans were forced into harsh labor during Japan's colonial rule as a candidate for UNESCO World Cultural Heritage designation. The Japanese government reached the decision regarding the Sado mine in Niigata Prefecture during a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. Tokyo plans to submit a letter of recommendation to UNESCO later the same day. The UN body's decision on whether to grant the designation is set to come next year around summertime. Next, we have the ambassadors to the UN from South Korea, the US, and Japan that have discussed ways to respond to North Korea's ballistic missile launches. US Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on her Twitter on Tuesday, she recently met with her South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun and Japanese counterpart Ishikane Kimihiro to discuss the North's uptick in ballistic missile launches. The diplomats are known to have reaffirmed trilateral cooperation to achieve the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and exchange views on ways to respond to future missile threats. We continue with India's government, which has pledged to spend billions of dollars on public infrastructure to reboot an economy that is bouncing back from the massive contraction it suffered during the novel coronavirus pandemic. But concerns remain about an uneven pace of growth that has seen big businesses flourish, but its vast unorganized sector struggle. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, as she presented the country's annual budget on Tuesday, the economy has shown strong resilience to come out of the effects of the pandemic with high growth. However, India needs to sustain that level to make up for the setback of 2020-2021. We end the news with the Taliban, which have arrested two journalists working for a local news channel in Afghanistan, which has seen an increase in assaults on dissent since the Islamist group seized power last August. The arrest came days after two women activists went missing in the capital, Kabul, amid accusation they are being held by the Taliban. Local press freedom advocates allege Ariana TV reporters Waris Hasrat and Aslam Hijab were picked up by Taliban forces on Monday afternoon while they were leaving office for lunch in the capital. The United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan demanded Tuesday the Taliban address the journalist detention and make clear the whereabouts of the missing women activists. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Bali Bali SRL, an Italian importer wins Prima Duta Award.
Diplomatic Corner for today highlights Bali Bali Sri, an Italian importer wins Prima Duta Award. Listeners, the importing company of Italy, Bali Bali Sri, received the Prima Duta Award 2021 from the trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Italy. The owner of Bali Bali Sri, Fabio Giuseppe Langieri, received the award from the trade attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Sylvie Sumanti, and it was witnessed by Ambassador Muhammad Prakosa and the Economic and Social Function Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, Milan, at the Indonesian Embassy in Rome. A written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Rome received in Jakarta on Sunday stated that Bali Bali Sri is an importer of sandals and ethnic fashion products of Indonesia. Bali Bali was selected as one of the 25 winners of the 2021 Prima Duta Award through a selection process from 303 importers from 50 proposed countries. The victory of Bali Bali at the Prima Duta Award was also announced at the opening of the 36th Trade Expo Indonesia Digital Edition on 21st October 2021. Fabio Giuseppe Lanzieri, the owner of Bali Bali, explained that he was very impressed with the quality of the product. The agility and thoroughness of sandals product in Bali during his visit to Bali a few years ago. Lanzieri has been deciding to start importing Balinese sandals, rattan bags, belts, and sarungs to Italy since 2003. Over the years, the company has perfected the quality, material, and packaging of various products with Indonesian craftsmen and expanded the market for Indonesian products in Italy and Europe. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to Rome Muhammad Prakosa expressed his appreciation for the contribution of Bali Bali Sri in promoting and increasing exports of Indonesian products in Italy, and he was hopes that cooperation with Indonesian business people, particularly small and medium enterprises, can be continuously improved. The Prima Duta Award is an award given by the government of Indonesia to foreign importers in a bid to boost the growth of Indonesia's exports to the global markets. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 2, 1943, when German troops surrendered at Stalingrad. During the Second World War, Germany invaded most of Europe using a new tactic called Blitzkrieg. Using blitz war tactics, Germany conquered Poland, Denmark, Norway, Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg, France, Yugoslavia, and Greece. But when invaded the Soviet Union, a very harsh winter and a very far geographical location from Germany made the German troops run out of ammunition and suffer from hunger. They lost against the Soviet Union troops and surrendered in the city of Stalingrad on February 2, 1943. This was the beginning of the German defeat against Allies in the Second World War. Moving on to an event on February 2, 1950, about the establishment of the University of Indonesia. Shortly after Indonesia's independence was proclaimed on August 17, 1945, the Dutch colonial army returned to control Jakarta. The civil administration of the Dutch East Indies then established a Noorduniversiteit or temporary university in Jakarta. The name Noorduniversiteit was later changed to Universiteit van Indonesië, after Jakarta was successfully taken back by the Indonesian government. Universiteit van Indonesië changed its name into Universiteit Indonesia. It officially started its activities on February 2, 1950, with its first rector, Insinyur R.M. Panji Surahman. In 1955, the name Universiteit Indonesia was changed into Universitas Indonesia. February 2, 1950 was commemorated as the birthday of Universitas Indonesia. We end today in history with an event on February 2nd about the World Wetlands Day. The World Wetlands Day is observed on February 2nd every year. That date refers to the day the Wetlands Convention was signed, called the Ramsar Convention, on February 2nd, 1971 in Ramsar City, Iran. World Wetlands Day was commemorated for the first time in 1997. The day was commemorated with an action to increase public awareness of the value and benefits of wetlands to the ecosystem. Well, listeners, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Bila sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan san cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan datang dan mengguncang hatiku, takkan terhapus cintaku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about MSMEs and hotel business meeting in West Nusa Tenggara. Make a 1.74 billion transaction. State-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina, along with Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry and West Nusa Tenggara government, held a business meeting between micro, small, medium enterprises and hotel industry to support the MotoGP Mandalika 2022. The event held in Lombok on January 27 and 28 made a 1.74 billion rupiah transaction. The business meeting was joined by 93 MSMEs and 27 hotel industries. Industry Management Director at the Ministry, Anggar Hayun Anujubrana, in a statement on Saturday, hoped the achieved transaction would continue, although the MotoGP Mandalika ends. Meanwhile, PT Pertamina's Vice President Corporate Communication Fajria Usman said six of the 93 MSMEs were partners of Pertamina. They joined the event after undergoing a tight curation process.
Hatiku kencang, oh hatiku berhenti denyut nadiku. Ku terpaku tak bicara saat kau sentuh bibir ini. Lalui datangkan ku lupa.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Along with Surakarta City, Solo, Yogyakarta is the origin of civilization in the land of Java. The city was once the throne that built the magnificent Borobudur and Prambanan temples in the 8th and 9th centuries, when the Mataram Kingdom in the 16th and 17th centuries reigned. Yogyakarta was once known for its slogan, Yogya, the never-ending Asia, because of its extraordinary charm. Now, Yogyakarta, which is also one of the provinces in Indonesia, is known as Jogja Istimewa, or in English means Jogja is special, because of its beautiful values. The city is one of several cultural centers in Indonesia. Visitors can explore the city by walking along the Keraton Museum or Sultanate Palace, hanging out at the city square, seeing the first-hand process of making silver jewelry in Kota Gede, and shopping at Malioboro. To enjoy the delicacy of Yogyakarta's specialties, don't forget to try gudeg, a special connection of traditional Javanese recipes that have become the city's trademark. Don't forget to try bapia, a traditional snack with lots of interesting flavors, which is popular as a souvenir. For the health drink, you can try jamu, a traditional herbal drink that is a mixture of various kinds of nutritious plants that are often used for natural remedies. In Yogyakarta, there are also many adventures that you can explore, such as Mount Merapi National Park, the fun of driving a jeep along the hiking trail and climbing Mount Langnoran, an ancient volcano. Yogyakarta is a city with many impressive attractions to enjoy. This makes Yogyakarta the second most visited destination by tourists after Bali. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh gaya tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku, gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang bertenang pada pandangan pertama.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Today's topic is ungkapan larangan, which means expressions of prohibition. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about ungkapan larangan, which means expressions of prohibition. This conversation is between Kevin from Australia with his colleague Ayu in their office.
Bu Ayu, saya boleh makan siang di sini ya?
Oh, tidak boleh makan di meja kerja, Pak Kevin.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Tidak boleh, which means cannot. Tidak boleh makan di meja kerja. Tidak boleh makan di meja kerja, which means you cannot eat on the work table. In the dialogue, you listen to the expression, oh, tidak boleh makan di meja kerja, Pak Kevin, which means, oh, you cannot eat on the work table, Kevin. In Indonesian language, the expression tidak boleh, which means cannot, is used to prohibit something. The word tidak boleh is followed by the prohibited activity. Besides tidak boleh, the other expressions of prohibition are jangan and dilarang. Let's listen to another conversation to express prohibition. Bu Ayu, saya boleh makan siang di sini ya? Which means, Bu Ayu, can I have lunch here? Oh, jangan makan di meja kerja, Pak Kevin. It means, oh, you cannot eat on the work table, Kevin. Bu Ayu, saya boleh makan siang di sini ya? Which means, Bu Ayu, can I have lunch here? Oh, dilarang makan di meja kerja, Pak Kevin. It means, oh, no eating on the work table, Kevin. In public places in Indonesia, you will find many prohibition signs in writing. They usually use the expression dilarang followed by the prohibited activity. For example, dilarang merokok, which means no smoking. Or dilarang parkir, which means no parking here. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bu Ayu, saya boleh makan siang di sini ya?
Oh, tidak boleh makan di meja kerja, Pak Kevin.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. cinta ini. Hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner, where I would like to present a song entitled Kota Pontianak. The song Kota Pontianak was composed by Hazairin Ahmad, an artist from West Kalimantan. This song narrates the beautiful charm of Pontianak City, which is located on the bank of the Kapuas River, and the friendliness of its people. The lyrics mentions that someone can come to trade or travel to Pontianak. There are also lots of places that can be visited, such as the Kadariah Palace, Great Mosque of Sultan Abdurrahman, and the Equator Monument. Well, listener, here is the song Kota Pontianak by Helgi Jolion.
Kota Kalimantan Barat, di sana semua ada, di sana semua bisa, asalkan sesuai aturannya. Kota Pontianak, pintu gerbang Kalimantan Barat, mau pedagang silakan, wisata tak ketinggalan, kotanya cantik ramah penduduknya. Di tepi sungai Kapuas berdiri megah
katong kadaya. Masjid Jami Sultan Abdullah kebanggaan zaman kerajaan. Satu wage ciri kota kami sebelah utaranya Siantar. Ada tugu katulistiwa tak jauh dari Batu Layar.
Dagang silakan, wisata tak ketinggalan. Kotanya cantik, ramah penduduk.
Silakan anda datang, selalu kami nantikan. Kecil telapak tangan, di wapun kami tak dagang.
Di tepi Sungai Kapuas berdiri megah Keraton Kadaria. Masjid Jami Sultan Abdurrahman kebanggaan dari zaman kerajaan.
Satu lagi ciri kota kami sebelah utaranya Siantar. Ada tugu katulistiwa tak jauh dari Batu Layar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jiwa
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.